HarperCollins presents Kishore Kumar, The Ultimate Biography by Parthiv Dhar and Anirudh Bhattacharji, read by Riya Mukherjee. A note for listeners before we begin. Don't forget to download the enhanced PDF containing supporting material for this title from your audiobook provider. For the people of Khandwa. Foreword by Pritesh Nandi. It took Time magazine a few years and several journalists to finally put Peter Sellers on their cover. This was not because Sellers was a difficult man to track down or speak to. It was just that every time they spoke to Sellers, they found a different person out there. They could not simply pin down his persona. His voice kept changing every time. So did his anecdotes. His looks, of course, kept changing too. After all, he was an actor. But most mysterious of all, he, the man, as they kept discovering him, kept changing. He was never the same person, the man you had met before and thought you had finally tracked down. Each Peter Sellers was unique, special, as interesting and as complete a person as they could have expected. Except that each Peter Sellers was different, very different from the others. Yes, I knew Kishore Kumar. He was a friend of mine, I could well say, a very good friend. Or I could turn around and say no, I never knew Kishore Kumar. I had only met him a few times. He was barely an acquaintance. Both the above statements would be absolutely true. It's an either-or option. He gave you that option to decide whether he was your friend or not. He gave you that option to decide whether you knew him at all or not. And I, so many years later, choose to stay with the first option because he was exactly the kind of guy I enjoyed being friends with. And as everyone may have told you by now, I do not make friends easily. In fact, to be truthful, I do not make friends at all. And here I am, claiming Kishore Kumar was a friend. That was the mystery of the man and those few people he actually interacted with. Not professionally. In Bollywood, you interact with hundreds every day. It's part of the job. I'm talking about interaction at a personal level. I seriously doubt if many people were part of his universe ever. Yes, he loved his wives dearly. All of them were remarkably beautiful and gifted women. And he loved his brothers, his sons. He loved R.D. and a few others with whom he worked. He loved singing. He loved the movies, especially horror movies, of which he claimed he had the finest collection in the world. And he loved his trees, his home, his own infinite talent, of which he was very proud. And above all, his hard-earned money, which he claimed to protect more than anything else on earth. At least, he pretended to. And that is where he drew the line. He rarely went beyond it. That was his world, and he rarely stepped out. He knew how fickle Bollywood friendships were. During his worst days, when work was slow to arrive at his door and everyone chose to ignore his talent to satisfy the whims of the stars they cast in their films, no one came to his help. When, during the awful emergency years, the tax guys were set on him because he refused to sing at a huge high-profile Congress rally in Delhi, he calmly bore the brunt of their attacks. When the entire industry crawled when asked to bend, only he.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?